So it's time for the futon show.
Is that right?
If my computer was working, we could play the music. So you're just going to all have to use your imaginations this week. Hey, good looking. Hey,
what you got cooking?
Hey,
how about cooking
glorious
something
food
up
for
me?
All the theme songs that we've been playing for 20 years, so heaven knows you should know them all by
Weird Al Yankovic's Eat It.
By now. Exactly, as we introduce Josie Peel, who is editorial coordinator at Side Chef, sidechef.com. Josie, welcome to our computerless program today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your computerless program.
We're kicking it old school today. No computers, which unfortunately means we don't have any of our bells and whistles. But that's okay because in the last, I guess about the last week or so, I look at Side Chef once in a while because I love looking at recipes and learning new things, all things culinary. And I ran into a piece that you guys did on different ways to use pumpkin, which I find just endlessly fascinating because I think it's such an underutilized. I guess we could call it fruit, right? If it's got seeds in it, I guess we can call it fruit. I think that's how that works. But anyway, you guys have come up with some amazing recipes here. First of all, tell everybody what SideChef.com is.
Well, SideChef is we're a step-by-step cooking app. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to combine cooking with technology. So, bringing people together. So it's a great resource for people in the kitchen. We have over 5,000 recipes from different bloggers. And it helps you get hands-free in the kitchen. There's voice activation, so you can have someone speak to you in whatever accent you choose to tell you the steps of cooking. So it's just, helping everyone cook in the kitchen.
Yeah, so when you guys were putting this article together, this section together, were you surprised at how few, pumpkin recipes are out there and then just started digging?
I mean, I feel like there's so many pumpkin recipes, especially this time of year. I'm subscribed to so many different bloggers and food networks, and right now my whole inbox is filled with pumpkin recipes.
What were some of the ones that stuck out for you? And then I'll share some of the ones that I want you to elaborate on. But which ones were your number ones?
I think for me, I really love the pumpkin mac and cheese because
that's my number one too. That's my number one too.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. And I really love, the crumble on top as well with the breadcrumbs and the sage. But then something about pumpkin, I don't think anyone really knows what it is, but pumpkin is so comforting. So, you see that color and you have that taste. It just brings mac and cheese to a whole other level for sure.
It makes such sense, doesn't it, that pumpkin and macaroni and cheese would blend well together. But I don't think I've ever seen this combination, but just a fantastic marriage. Explain a little bit about what is in this pumpkin mac and cheese.
Well, in this pumpkin mac and cheese, you have the normal butter and flour base that you have in all the mac and cheese. There's three different cheeses, so it's Gruyere, Parmesan, cheddar, the white cheddar. And then you can either make your own pumpkin puree, which I know the blogger is really keen on making your own pumpkin puree, but you can obviously buy the canned pumpkin puree as well, because that's really easy and it's cheap. And it definitely adds richness to this mac and cheese.
This is one of the few cases where most I apologize, we've got a delay on the phone line here, so it sounds like I'm being rude and interrupting you, but we just got a weird phone line here, so I'll try to be mindful of that. But this is one of the few cases where foodies who never want to go with any kind of canned product at all, most everyone agrees that canned pumpkin is perfectly okay to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it's so cheap, and there's different variations of it. But also, if you didn't want to use the canned one, you can just boil it and then puree it yourself, and you have your pumpkin puree. So it's not a difficult thing to make if you didn't want to go all the way to the store and get it, but it's perfectly acceptable to use it, which is pretty awesome.
So if you, is it safe to say that you know, you can go with however you do your macaroni and cheese, and then just add some puree pumpkin to it, and that pretty much is the trick?
Yeah, for sure. Pumpkin, I think as well with mac and cheese, you know, you have enough cheese, you have enough butter in there, you can't go wrong, and then you add your puree. It's, you know, however way you do it, you don't need any measurements or anything, throw it all in there, and it'll definitely be a good meal.
Yeah, you just sort of add to taste, and, you know, certainly for ease, mm-hmm. I can see where the can would work, but... Man, would that be nice with the creamy macaroni and cheese to have a few little chunks of pumpkin in there as well, just to add some texture to it. And then just by looking at the picture that you've got on your site, it looks like there's some kind of crunchy topping on top of all of this. What is that?
Yeah, the crunchy topping is... they have some butter, and they have some more butter, of course, and then they have some fresh sage that they cook until it's really crispy. It gives such a nice flavor and aroma. And then you cool that down, you add that to the breadcrumbs, and you put that on top with some more cheese if you want, and that makes a really versatile, crispy top.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat, excuse me, because of the phone line. You said breadcrumbs, sage. And butter, and then some more grated cheese on top of that. That's what goes on top, and then pop it in the oven to toast it up a little bit?
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, that sounds really good. And I'll bet you could do it with butternut squash. You can do it with some other autumnal items as well. That would be such a nice complement to macaroni and cheese. I want to talk about some of the desserts, including the perfect pumpkin pie when we come back from the break. Josie Peel is with us from SideChef.com. They have an amazing collection of pumpkin recipes that you can check out.